Tower, BWA. Mobile.
For DJW, mobile.
How you doing, big guy? KN4, BWA. For DJW, KN4, BWA.
DW4, DJW, you ready to go flying?
69 degrees on, is it Thursday or Friday?
From now till Monday.
Oh, between the raindrops, Dave, what an opportunity. Zero wind and 69 degrees? Oh, yeah, well, you know, you got to compensate a little bit.
Nano plane, and you're really good, you can dodge the raindrops. But your head's going to get wet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm ready to go anytime you are, bud. As a matter of fact, I started to try to go out there before this really bad cold weather hit. And you know how these fronts come through? Oh my gosh. I was on my way to the house. The wind was like 2 or 3. And by the time I got to the house, the front came in and it had boosted up over 12.
That's getting my battery conditions on the transmitter. You know, I had some troubles with that. I did find a spare for it now, though, so now I got two. But when I was getting it ready, because I knew the weather was looking like it was going to be fine, permissible, when I got that battery ready, there was no way.
Well, there, so anybody else can just jump right in. I got to get with the... I had to renew my AMA the other day. Oh, and I had to renew my FAA.
I had to do my FAA. Mine runs out like in 4 more days. It would have run out if I would not have renewed it. But I think I'm good for another 5 years now, the FAA. And then my AMA, I think, is good till the middle of the year. I can't remember where my... No, that's WCRC that's good to the middle of the year. My AMA got renewed, and my Foothills got... All 3 of them had to get renewed this year.
But between my state fees and my AMA and several other things, I'm shelling out nearly $600 in membership fees and license fees and fees.
That is when everything's booming and you got tentacles running out and everything that's available. That's life in the fast lane.
Man, we may be the land of the free, but we got to pay to play.
What keeps the world turning? It's better than having to be a hunter and gatherer and take your luck on whether you're going to catch any food to eat that night.
Man, I tell you what. Well, so what are you doing? Just out going to get some biscuits?
They drop off a bunch of UPS stuff at Staples so that when Amy gets home from work in just a little bit, we've got to go to my middle treatment. I'm halfway through my treatments. And get that taken care of. I always dread that. But once it's over with, I am happy that it's over with. And anyway, it's going to be a downhill battle from this point forward. For the initial six weeks, and then it's just once a quarter.
Good. And it's all precautionary, right?
It's to kill any of the cells that decide that they want to do the same thing the other misbehaving cells did. It will tue. That's French for kill. It'll kill those cells before they have the opportunity to do the same thing.
Lousy deviant cells. Well, no, but hey, you're being proactive on it, and that's a very, very good thing. Have you had any bad side effects?
If you keep your mind off of it, and you know, if you keep doing other stuff, if you don't dip down into it, then you're good. I can see, though, how you could get depressed or something like that and let it mess you up, but no. As long as I keep doing the stuff that I'm doing and keep my mind out of it, then everything's fine. And it's only a day or two afterwards I'm back to 100%.
Questions?
With a needle that's about 1.5 feet long.
I am very, very familiar. It looks like they're coming at you with a 12-gauge shotgun barrel, don't it?
You know, when I was a kid, I would watch them stick a needle in my arm and I wouldn't flinch at all. And now I can't. I do better not to look at it.
Mean, bud. Well, when you were a kid, you didn't really know what to expect, and now you've got a real good idea of what's coming, and you just really, you know, anticipation has a great deal to do with that mental aspect.
Not to change subject, but I'm at home, so I was curious. Amy and I went truck hunting the other day, because I'm really, really close to meeting my goal to pull the trigger, and we couldn't find any that neither one of us like. She likes a Silverado. Do you have a Silverado?
Yes, sir, I do.
Does it have a full-size bed?
It's got the short bed. It's a crew cab four-door, full four-door cab. But I've got the 5.5-foot bed, and when you drop the tailgate, it makes 8-foot support. Now, it comes also in a 6-foot, a little over 6, it's like 6'5", and then they have a bed that's 8 feet. Unless you're going to be hauling, really long, 4x8 sheets of material, or you're going to be hauling, 4x4s, this kind of stuff, I wouldn't recommend the 8-foot bed, but I would recommend the 6'6" bed, or the 6'5" bed, because my bed, this truck, the moment of arc, if you know what I'm talking about, if what I'm referring to, is too short to do a fifth wheel. And if your plans include a camper down the road, you want to make sure that you've got enough bed length to where you can swing a fifth wheel without any issue.
Well, when she retires, but that's 5 to 7 years down the road, so I don't know that I would use the one that I would buy now for that. But I do want one with a longer bed. Everything, the Crew Max, I think, is what Toyota calls it, or Nissan, one of the two, I can't remember. I don't know what Chevrolet calls it. We did go through the Chevy lot, and I did see some that have long beds, but they look more like work trucks. And all the other ones look like a car with a half a bed attached to the back of a car. Right? The trunk looks like a trunk, looks like a half of a truck bed attached to the back of a car. And that's not what I'm looking for, but attached to it. I want a truck. It's got 2 seats in the front and an 8-foot bed.
Okay, in the Chevrolet line, you're looking for an 8-foot LT. And when you do your searches, just put in Chevy 1500 LT 8-foot, and they'll start popping up. It's just that generally, with an 8-foot bed, that's the guys that are hauling the materials, and those are the guys that, you know, it's a work truck. And, you know, they use them up. They're good for about 10 years hauling and knocking and banging and going on and hauling people, and you know, 200,000 miles of that, then, heavy usage, and they're pretty much used up.
W4DJW. Well, I've always had the ones with the 8-foot bed, and I put a camper shell on it, and I could put 4 full-size airplanes in there with 4-foot to 6-foot wingspan. I could put 4 of them in there. With one of those half a beds, and the bed thing that slides forward and backward over the top of the bed, I get 1 airplane in there. I'm not interested in taking 1 airplane to the airfield. I want to take 4 or more.
Exactly where you're going, and I've taken this logic circle a couple of times, and I tell you something. Are you doing this to haul airplanes, or are you doing this for working around the house, or what is its main thrust besides hauling airplanes?
I need it for everything that is not a car. I'm not planning on getting rid of my car. I'm gonna keep my car forever. But I need it to haul trash to the transfer station. I need it to go pick up a lawnmower. I need it to carry my motorcycle down to the Suzuki shop. I need it to haul lumber back from Lowe's or dishwasher, or take a dishwasher to the transfer station. I need it for everything that you don't use a car for, and I do not need it for the things that you use a car for.
Well, okay. Well, with that said, a 6.5-foot bed will do everything that you're talking about doing, and then some. That 8-foot bed, that, believe it or not, that extra 2 feet does become kind of cumbersome in a tight space, especially like around your driveway.
Extra 2 seats behind the main 2 seats, then it would shorten it up quite a bit and you still get a bed. That's what I'm looking for. When we went through the Chevy lot, I got out and looked at this black one that had Denali written on the back of it. Oh, that was nice. But the price tag? $90K.
$500, bud. That's an 8-foot bed with, I mean, every bell and whistle and I mean, sunroofs and widgets and watchets and electronics and big screen displays. That's the Mac Daddy, baby, and it is a beast. I think it's rated for 18,000 pounds towing. I'm not sure you need that, but it would sure do the job.
Yeah, that's way more than I need. I don't need that much, but it sure did look pretty. That's why I got out and checked how much it cost. It was a very pretty truck. Anyway, I got to go in here. Market opened 4 minutes ago. I got to go in here and see where we are. Good talking to you, Steve. Can't wait to go flying. KM4BWA, W4DJW.
You see a day approaching, and you have a good day. Try to stay dry. And I will talk to you again, hopefully, very soon. KN4BWA. I'm